The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Iron, big day at Big Iron, and it's 9/11. Another big day on the calendar as well. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hennon, host of the program we call What's on Your Mind, along with my good pal, Mr. Todd Mitchell, the KFIR radio guy. And it is another chilly day in North Dakota, but it is not dissuading folks from pouring into Big Iron. And I was out there already this morning, back in the studio, but we are going to be checking in with folks out at Big Iron today, including at the High Plains Apache booth, which is strategically located right next to the food court. Very wise positioning, right on the corner. So, if you're out at Big Iron today, you want to find my friends at High Plains Apache, and just go to the food court. The food court is actually right across from the Scholander Pavilion and the International Visitor Center. So you just go a little bit to the east, and then there's the food court, and then you keep going just a little bit east. If you come just directly out of the main entrance at Scholander Pavilion, you'll bump into the food court, keep going east, and you'll run into all those giant Apache sprayers that our friends have from out there. So we're going to be checking in with them today on the program. We're going to talk with Dan Wajlin, Executive Director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. We'll talk about how harvest is coming, rail shipment delays, and also the conservation measure on the ballot in North Dakota. Senator John Homan will be here to tell us about what President Obama unveiled last night. Did you watch, Todd? Were you glued to the TV? Were you on every hanging on every word of President Obama?
Why do I feel like you were not? But no, as a matter of fact, I was kind of tending to some issues here in the radio station, but I certainly had every intention of watching it. Why do I feel like you were not exactly on the edge of your seat there?
First of all, I feel a little ashamed that I didn't have more of a sense that I just have to watch this, mostly because I honestly am getting to the point how do you know what to believe, right? And I posted shortly after it was over, and full disclosure, I had a busy night last night, and I was trying to be a dad, helping with homework. My wife had choir practice, and so I honestly just kept an eye on the social media
streams.
All
right, what kind of homework are you supposed to help with?
Well, I was supposed to help with checking her math, but I didn't know that until this morning. But mostly it was just being the homework police to make sure she was actually paying attention to doing what she was supposed to do in reading and the homework. There wasn't a lot of the high test stuff last night.
Okay.
And then some other kind of a art project or something. So
if you're trying to do trigonometry or something, I'm guessing you probably haven't had to do that in a while. So
no, and see, our kids have figured that out. So it's always like, no, we're going to have mom help, right? Yeah. So anyway,
on the fact that you don't need trig in real life for the most part for most people.
It was partly a result of a busy night and just needing to be a dad, and I've been gone a lot, so I did that first. But it was also part of me was like, does it really matter what the president says? And that's sad. That's really sad that we've come to that, because what I was thinking and what I posted about last night is, first he said they were the JV, right? Remember that? He dismissed the ISIS as the junior varsity. Then he said we'd manage them in that kind of rambling press conference. And last night he says we're going to destroy them. So I'm just thinking, how do you take a guy seriously that literally goes from complete polar opposites in a very short time frame? I mean, does anybody take the president of the United States seriously anymore, or believe that we as the United States of America can stand up and have peace through strength? I really weep for my country. I do. And I'm sorry, but I do. I wouldn't mind your reaction if you watched it. I also think it's ironic, might be the word. I don't know. There's probably a few other things that would fit. But here we are on the anniversary of 9/11 today. And we're dealing with a threat, by any fair estimation, that's much more radical and evil than even Al-Qaeda, if that's possible. But it is. And we essentially have a country that yawns on 9/11 now. we yawn. And I'll put myself in the camp of not taking a step back on 9/11 to the point where even a couple times this morning I forgot it was 9/11, right? I mean, obviously talked about it a bit yesterday and what we would talk about on the program here. And, you know, I knew the calendar was turning to 9/11, but I forgot it was 9/11 at a couple points this morning. And then Todd and I were talking. He was talking about some social media campaign that said people ought to just opt out of social media, you know, from the time the first plane hit until the last one hit the ground out in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, which I thought was a noble effort. But it led me to a question. Do we do enough to commemorate 9/11? Do we do enough to commemorate 9/11? I don't think we do. Given what happened on that day and the first attack, an act of war on our soil since Pearl Harbor, I don't think we do. And I would be curious of what you think as well. We have this entire hour to find out what's on your mind. Don't make us fire up the crickets because we want to know what's on your mind. The telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of folks weighing in on these questions on Facebook. That means, when you hear that noise, we have lines open. So behind Kurt and Bismarck are some others waiting for your call at 800-228-0550. Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. What a beautiful morning.
A little chilly for my liking, but I guess it's September. But I'm with you. It has that crisp fall feeling in the air, doesn't it?
I have to watch President's Address just because, one, I'm a taxpayer, and two, I have people in the military. But I'm just wondering all the counterintuitive things that we do sometimes, and I come from a nonpartisan place. I force myself not to be partisan, and you know all the incredible things that people have a right to say whatever they want to about their president. That's why it's America. But you know all this, we never ask how we got here. You know, we go back to, and then if you do, then you're going back and pounding the Bush administration, and that's not my point. My point is we need to be a little more self-reflective. We've got more terrorists now than we had in 9/11. And people keep saying, well, peace through strength. What does that mean? Are we going to put combat troops on the ground? And if we are we going to be honest about it?
Here's what I mean by peace through strength.
And just one more quick point, please.
Sure.
I just came from Washington, D.C., and the biggest talk in town is, the Congress doesn't want to vote on this. They're cowards, both Democrats and Republicans, because you got elections coming up. So they'd rather sit back and criticize both Democrats and Republicans, making sure that their little plate isn't shined. Now, what kind of profile and courage is that for our whole Congress, Democrats and Republicans? You know, we forget about yellow cake, WMD, all of these things. They're measures, mistakes that we've made for quite some time. And now we better be thinking about this. I'm like you. I don't want to be at war for the rest of my children's life.
Well, Kurt, you said a lot there, and I appreciate everything you said. And by the way, I agree with you on Washington and the Congress. And I think we saw that during Syria when the president, again, drew a line in the sand and then had to back it up. And then Congress said, no, you don't. Now, the reason Congress said, no, you don't is because of us. And this is something we need to think about, us, as in the American public being quote-unquote war-weary, right? And this president, unfortunately, is a politician first and a president second, in my view. So he is literally just twisting at the wind, which is why, again, ISIS was JV, ISIS was going to be managed, now we're going to destroy them. Who do I believe? And how we got here? That's fine. We're here. A president deals with the situation they're dealt. How we get here is almost irrelevant at this point, other than to say don't repeat the mistakes of the past, which I would argue how we got here largely is part of Bill Clinton's presidency, when the terrorists were bombing our embassies and we yawned, when the terrorists were putting missiles into the USS Cole and we yawned, And the terrorists said, oh, we hit them. They don't hit back. Let's keep doing it. And that's what's going on now. That's why we're paying a huge price. So Peace Through Strength says, look, we're gonna say what we mean and mean what we say. And how can you arguably say this president does? Which will lead to more 9/11s. But Congress owns part of this as well. I couldn't agree with you anymore. But that's largely because of us. So we own some of this too. Joe, on the road listening on 550 KFAR, I'll get the first part of your comment here and then the rest on the break. 20 seconds for the first bite at the apple, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I agree with you. Obama has no credibility with the allies anymore, and it's going to take quite an effort to flatten the ISIS movement, and he's just not willing to commit to that, let alone our forces are so weak right now. Our armies and Air Force have been so underfunded now.
They have been. I want your take on 9/11, too, which you wanted to share. Joe, do me a favor. Hold tight. More of your calls when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting. It's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
We all know beef jerky comes in all shapes and sizes, but most of the beef jerky we eat comes from gas stations and grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. Thank goodness I found out about MeatTaffy.com and a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction who had enough of the same old store brand jerky. These guys travel around to smokehouses and tiny meat shops, sometimes even people's garages, to hunt down the best tasting premium guy candy. They find the good stuff and make it easy to get. Get MeatTaffy delivered right to your door. Go to MeatTaffy.com.
Affordable housing is here in the Bakken, Stanley, North Dakota, Frontier Village. Tell you about some friends of mine. They have a beautiful three-bedroom home there. Nice kitchen, dining room. The bedrooms, by the way, walk-in closets, nice big mudroom, living room. I mean, this thing is unbelievable. Two decks, a parking pad. Right now today, $7,000 down, $1,200 a month. You own that home in Stanley, North Dakota. Walking distance to schools, three blocks north of Cashwise. Frontier Village, call 701-628-1215 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We'll hear all of us soon.
Does the hair not stand up on the back of your neck when you hear that and remember it like it was yesterday? But it was 13 years ago on this day, the commemoration of 9/11 today. Do we do enough to commemorate 9/11? Or is diverting 9/11 to a day that's different somehow allowing the terrorists to win? If you go dark on social media, is it allowing the terrorists to win? Back to our conversation with Joe on the road, listening on 550 K-Fire. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Some lines open behind Joe, so give us a ring. Joe, sorry to cut you off before the break. You were finishing on the president's speech and wanted to talk about 9/11 as well.
Yeah, Scott, I don't know who the terrorists are really anymore. You know, I fully believe that the prelude to 9/11 occurred in 1997 when the TWA 800 was brought down. There were hundreds of people who seen a bright missile-like object leaving the ground and going up and hitting that plane, not only in one instance, but in two. Now, but their testimonies were never, ever brought to light in the hearings, and they're trying to reopen it now, but I don't think they're going to have much luck with it because they're going to say it's a matter of national interest. So I believe that the government was involved with 9/11 in some extent, and 97 was a test run to see just how much they can get away with.
97. Help me.
Yeah, 1997. TWA Flight 800 was shot out of the air by
Let me ask you, Joe, why? What was the motivation? Why would the United States government and who want what happened on 9/11 to happen?
Well, I believe that it's basically a methodology to control the United States policy and direct funding into wars and other efforts. So that, you know, the people at the top who run all this stuff get even richer, and it's just a matter of, you know, controlling the United States. And
but on 9/11, a lot of people were less rich, right? I don't know. I just that argument really wears me out. I don't think it's possible for that level of conspiracy to play out without some transparency ultimately somewhere, something would cause that to come back. I mean, the cover-up, what that would take is just staggering. Second of all, I can't identify a motivation that makes any sense. Thanks for the call. Blaine in Minot, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind on this 9/11?
Hey, I was just kind of curious. I'm a truck driver out here just listening to Rundown 23, but is it just me or did the president recently have these Muslim Brotherhood guys, Hamas, Al-Qaeda people, didn't they invite them into the White House a couple of years ago? I mean, maybe I'm kind of getting some facts confused, but it seems to me there was like a bunch of Muslims that they invited over and brought them right into our White House. And that was at a time when nobody else could get into the White House after you shut it down to everybody else, all the American visitors that wanted to see our home. You know, that's our house. That's the president. That's the American people's house. He shut it down to all of them and then invited all the Muslims in there.
You know, I don't know who you're referring to. I don't recall that. I remember quite a significant controversy over the ties to Hillary Clinton and the State Department of the Muslim Brotherhood that was...
It was just like in the last year or so, maybe 2 years, 3 years at the very most, where they had shut down the access for Americans to go into the White House. And then he invited, like, the Muslim Brotherhood in there or something like that. And, I mean, I don't know, the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, ISIS, so this is all, they're all kind of under the Muslim Brotherhood umbrella, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's just my thought.
No, the Muslim Brotherhood is definitely, and again, like I say, I know there were questions about ties to the government. I don't remember the specific White House meeting that you're talking about, but, this... Have we received an explanation from the president or the White House about why he says ISIL instead of ISIS? You know, we've had calls about that as well. And now some in the media are as well. I still haven't figured that one out. Larry in Watford City, listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Larry.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I hate to shoot holes in the conspiracy theory of that, fellas, but there's a lot of things that he said that just don't hold water. there were people calling their loved ones on the ground in that airplane that hit the ground in Pennsylvania. And then they decided to act together. That was all heard by people over their cell phones on the ground. So that rocket going up there and had happening at the same time as he claims, I just think it's almost BS.
Yeah, we have the cockpit. Remember the movie Flight 93, Larry? That took the actual voice box recording and the air traffic control recordings.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah.
I know there was an order to shoot that plane down if it didn't come down, because again there was a thought that it was headed for the Capitol.
The Capitol.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Well, the thing go ahead.
What I was going to say is even if, say, that got executed and nobody wanted to say they did it, because that's been well chronicled that, that was an option, right?
Correct.
Even if, whatever he claims this missile took it down, and that was a protective measure, it's far from, this is the government, doing 9/11. Those dots don't connect.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. No, there's always those people out there that want to stir the pot or that. And there's nothing wrong with doing some investigating and thinking, but there were too many things that are proven fact to support his theory.
Appreciate the call, Larry. We're coming up on the moment when the North Tower fell. And I'll never forget watching the first tower fall. And I remember, blinking my eyes. Okay, I'm not actually seeing this. I'm not actually seeing this. Did that happen? And then, of course, you knew, if the first one did, what's going to happen there? I was in our newsroom at WDAY when the Pentagon was hit. And I remember my boss at the time turning to me and saying, they hit the Pentagon, we're at war. It's impossible not to relive this day 13 years ago and not feel that pit in your stomach. But I also am amazed at how the pit in the stomach, when you relive some of those moments, lessens a little bit every year. And I guess that's human nature. But I'm thinking, given the evil we faced on that day, and since, and the men and women who were sent to rot out the evil where the planning was done first in Afghanistan and later in Iraq, I don't know that we honor them enough by not commemorating this day in a different way. Or if we do, does the terrorist win as a result? You tell me what you think. We'll continue after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hinman, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is four nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare, everything's included, most especially every site you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hennett, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
God. Look behind us. Please pan in this way. Please. This is it.
That's the building coming down.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war. And we know that God is not neutral between them.
Whatever the dangers of the action we take, the dangers of inaction are far, far greater.
Half hour later, we see the second one banging.
Something else just hit. A very large plane just directly over my building, and there's been another collision.
They hate our freedoms, our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech.
How can they possibly justify using naked force to crush a people who ask for nothing more than the right to lead their own lives in freedom and dignity?
There's no words to describe what's going on out there. I mean, you see bodies just coming a half hour later, still coming out of the damn sky.
Because the greatest rebuke we can offer to those who attack our way of life is to demonstrate clearly we are not cowed in any way whatsoever.
These terrorists kill not merely to end lives, but to disrupt and end a way of life.
Stand down. Yeah. Come on. Tell me, what floor you on? Got a female officer down, possibly on the third floor of the second tower.
Brute force may intimidate, but it cannot form the basis of an enduring society.
In all that lies before us, may God grant us wisdom, and may He watch over the United States of America.
Remembering 9/11 on What's On Your Mind. 550 KFIRE, 910 KCJB, KLTC Dickinson, and the Flag family. AM 1100, the Flag Fargo, Moorhead, as well as AM 1090, Rockin' the Bakken on KTGO, the Flag West. Leonard and Dickinson, listening on 550 KFIRE, What's On Your Mind?
9/11, of course. I'll tell you one thing, airplanes, when they hit a building, just don't disappear like the 767 that hit the Pentagon. I put in 20 years in the Air Force, 4 years in the Pentagon, and you have more video cameras around the Pentagon than you can imagine, and they only came up with one video that shows nothing. I helped pick up 3 B-52s that crashed. You always have engines and landing gears that survive. Nothing survived in the Pentagon. The Twin Towers were brought down in a controlled demolition. Check out Building 7. I've read the commission report and 3 or 4 other books about 9/11. 9/11 was an inside job. It took away a lot of our freedom. And anybody that thinks the Twin Towers, they just don't, they're the first buildings in the world that ever came down that were burning, supposedly. Anyway, 9/11 was an inside job. Thank you.
Leonard, thank you for sharing what's on your mind. Couldn't disagree with you more, but we ask the question for a reason and welcome your opinions. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Justin in Bismarck, who studied military history for more than a decade, sent this note with what's on his mind. We could certainly do more to commemorate 9/11, to honor all those who lost their lives that day, those who served and are serving in the consequential war on terror, and those who sacrificed everything defending freedom since. That said, one of the very best things about this nation has always been our decisive ability to go forward. When necessary throughout history, we've taken strong action, most often accomplishing exactly what we set out to do and move forward. We still commemorate Pearl Harbor with honor for those who served and died, but certainly not as much as we did during the World War II years or the immediate years following the war. We should deeply honor and commemorate this day, but ultimately the best way we can tell the terrorists that have and will fail is by moving forward as one nation, as America. As for our nation's military and foreign policy strategy, over and over again, Teddy Roosevelt's approach has proven best. Preparation for war is the surest guarantee of peace. And the best policy for man and country is to speak softly and carry a big stick. Appreciate the call, or the comment, Justin and Bismarck. Thank you. Dan and Botno, listening on 550K Fire, what's on your mind?
Hello. Your previous caller mentioned building number 7. I remember that, too. You said you disagree with them. Do you know anything about building number 7?
Here's what I disagree with. I disagree with the idea that somehow this was an inside job, the government was in on it, and it was done for whatever reason, for two things. One, I don't buy the motivation. Okay, I just don't buy the. Nobody's explained to me what the motive would be for it to be an inside job. Number two, darn near impossible to think you could pull that off without, with the level of transparency in this country, some way that that's exposed. So I don't even sit here and have ill will at people who believe that. That's fine. It's America. I can't waste my energy going there.
Well, I just believe that you're in denial about it. Tell me about building number 7 then. What happened there?
I don't know enough about building number 7.
Well, that's it. You're speaking of ignorance. You don't know.
Yeah,
you need to look into it.
Well, again, it's been looked into by countless commissions, by tons of people, and you and others believe there's something there. Give me in 30 seconds or less why you think Building 7 is a smoking gun, Dan.
Well, because Larry Silverstein had the lease on the building, and he said pull the building. I mean, how does it just come down boom like that with no planes hitting it?
We flew a plane into World Trade Center 1 and World Center 2 so that Larry could get a better deal on a building or get insurance to pay off on Building 7. I mean, see, there's so many strings you need to pull to make that. I don't want to waste time on it. I'll be just flat out honest for you. Now, again, what's on your mind? We're letting people voice their opinions. I just think, especially on the commemoration of 9/11, it's sort of silly. Bob and Moorhead on AM 1100 The Flag, thank you for having your radio dial there today. And what's on your mind, Bob?
Good morning, Scott. Hey, that previous caller about the inside job, he forgot just one thing. He forgot to blame George Bush for the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I hear you. I don't know. They wear me out. They really wear me out. Now, I don't know.
He said there was no landing gear. Hey, I saw pictures in New York City of landing gear in the street. Hey, I saw the plane hit the tower, the second tower. I was watching TV when it happened. Anybody can deny that and say it's an inside job is full of, in the words of Mike Huckabee, a warm pile of the aftermath of a bull's breakfast.
That's why I like Mike Huckabee. Just put it right there. Bob, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We asked a question on our Facebook page. A new poll says Americans feel more unsafe than any time since 9/11. How about you? Do you feel unsafe? And does the current situation with ISIS cause you to think we're a little more less safe than you'd like? Tell me what you think at 800-228-0550. Speaking of ISIS, Cameron in Minot wants to talk about it. What's on your mind, Cam?
Hey, thanks for having me on again. I just wanted to, I have no idea why you're criticizing the president. It's a mighty morphing argument. Last week it was because he didn't handle Syria right, but when I asked you, should he have bombed Assad and helped ISIS, or should he have bombed ISIS and helped Assad, you changed the topic to him continuing George Bush's agreement to withdraw the troops. And now it's kind of morphed into you criticizing
the president. That's not necessarily a fair recollection, but I'll give up. Here's in a nutshell. You're wondering why I'm criticizing the president. I'll tell you, and then you can respond. First, he said that ISIS was the JV. Then he said recently in this rambling press conference a week or so ago, we'd manage them. And now he gets on TV last night, says he's going to destroy him. I don't know what his policy is. Why I'm criticizing him is to say, how in the world can you take a president of the United States seriously when he's on three sides of the ISIS issue?
Okay, so now let's say, what should he do?
What would make you happy, Cameron?
I've heard you guys vapidly decrying what he does or doesn't do, but I've never heard any of you guys actually say what he should do or should have done.
Okay, well, you're very good, Cameron, at presenting one argument and then going to another. Your argument when you started this phone call was that you didn't understand why I was criticizing him. I've just explained why. So now you're asking a new question, which is, what do you want him to do? I want him to pick one of the policies. Either their JV can be blown off, or we can manage them, or we ought to destroy them. I believe the president has taken such a significant hint politically that he now is getting tough. I just want him to say something that I actually can believe he's going to do what he says. That's what I want.
You support him bombing ISIS.
I support him being the commander in chief and protecting and defending the United States of America.
You're not answering my question. So yes or no question, do you support him bombing ISIS?
Of course.
Do you support him giving support to Iraqis and Kurds, you know, military support and advisors and whatnot?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All of which, unfortunately, he's doing reluctantly and is turning the United States of America into an embarrassment. And you don't want to talk about Syria because you're saying, well, if you pick this side, then what about that side? Look, every president faces that without question. Every president says, well, you know, a friend of a friend, an enemy of an enemy, you know, who do we decide? Who do we pick? But we are bearing the consequences of a president of the United States who thinks foreign policy is a nuisance. That's why ISIS has gained strength, because they've seen his weakness. I don't think this is that difficult, Cameron, but we'll keep trying. Appreciate you keep trying in your efforts, rather, to keep trying and getting us to believe that Obama's getting it right. But I don't think any fair read suggests that's happening. Thanks, Cameron. Tom in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, about the World Trade Center and it being an inside job. I mean, I'm not one to guess as to whether it is or not, but I've put a lot of thought into this. And if it is an inside job, if that's a possibility, the only way that I can think of it making any sense, let me see if I can explain this. And I guess a metaphorical sense, I'd like to think that our government is here to protect us. And so we got two groups of people in a high school. Let's say we've got the tennis team and the wrestling team, the Americans.
All right, hold that thought, if you would, Tom. And we're going to come back to your analogy using the tennis team and the wrestling team when we come back. Christine Berthold, too, listening on KCJB. You're on deck on What's On Your Mind, 9/11, 13 years later.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My friends at PetroServe USA are helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I don't leave town without filling up at PetroServe USA. It's the place with choice at the pump, including the new E15 choice as well. And PetroServe USA is a great place to fill up, too. Not just your tank, your stomach, with the 4-for-4 deal every single day. Hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce soda or a coffee. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's a great way to go. 4-for-4 every single day at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials good all month long. Bag of Bugles, only 99 cents. The Giant Seed Shippers, $1.39. The Mars Standard Bars, 3 for $1. Love those Jack Links 1-ounce sticks. They're only $1.09. Same thing with all the Person's Candy Bars, like the Salted Nut Roll. Gotta love those. And the Deli Express, $2.99 to $3.59. Your choice of a quarter pounder, cheeseburger, Big Chuck, Cattleman, 100% beef. They're fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get 1 number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
TRN, remember.
On September the 11th, enemies of freedom committed an act of war against our country.
I know that my father, he wouldn't have just left them. He wouldn't have just left everyone behind. He would have looked for his workers. He would have helped people.
Each of us will remember what happened that day and to whom it happened. We'll remember the moment the news came, where we were, and what we were doing.
I can't find anybody from 5 rescues and 7 squads. And
we got a building collapse of officers possibly trapped in the train station.
Some will remember an image of a fire or story of rescue. Some will carry memories of a face and a voice gone forever.
He absolutely saved my life, and he had training as a firefighter. The idea of him coming back up and saving me is like just totally incredible. What a hero.
And I will carry this. It is the police shield of a man named George Howard, who died at the World Trade Center trying to save others. It was given to me by his mom, Arlene, as a proud memorial to her son.
We lost people that have given over 40 years.
They should have been here already. The rig is not back. They're not back. They should have been back.
It is my reminder of lives that ended and a task that does not end.
For too long, the world has just shrugged its shoulders at terrorism. But we now know that none of us as Americans can avoid that terrorism unless we take strong action against it.
We got 1.5 of 13 George unaccounted for.
9/11, we remember, and certainly a prayer for the first responders, the firemen, the police of the New York PD that responded so valiantly on this day. All right, back to your calls at 800-228-0550. Tom and Williston, your analogy between a wrestling team and a tennis team in the high school, go ahead and pick up your thought from there.
Yeah. First off, I'd like to say that that Christ is King, and I guess our Lord works in mysterious ways, and that was a monument erected to the work of our own hands. And at the end of the day, he's the one who brought it low, regardless of who he used to bring it low. But the point is I'm pretty sure that our government's trying to take care of us, and if the Americans are a tennis team, and then whoever brought down the Twin Towers is a wrestling team. We've got the wrestling team constantly picking on the tennis team, acting like they're gonna, beat them up or hurt them or pretty much terrorize them. And after 3 or 4 years of this, the tennis team gets wise, takes a couple of their players, throws them onto the wrestling team, and then actually does initiate an attack so that the tennis team has an excuse to go ahead and say, we're gonna put a stop to this terrorism. So I guess simply put, that's the only way that I think an inside job could have occurred.
Yeah, my only point is I think the idea that could happen without us knowing is pretty far-fetched. I hear what you're saying, and every team that's on the opposite side wants to get intel on the other team and try and get somebody to be on that team so they can get the scoop, but that's just in the context of a government orchestrating a conspiracy seems to me to be a stretch that it could happen without us knowing. But appreciate the call. Christy and Berthold on What's on Your Mind. You're listening on KCJB. Tell us.
Hi. I know you had asked earlier if we felt that we commemorate 9/11 enough, and I do believe we do not commemorate enough. We celebrate Halloween. People put out decorations. Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and yet we failed to do so for 9/11. I think we do not celebrate 4th of July. We do not celebrate Memorial Day, Veterans Day. Those are the holidays that, to me, are the most important. I have a very long lineage of military, from Army to Navy to Air Force, within our background, including my son, who's a Marine. And I think the 9/11 and the 4th of July and the holidays that are important are not celebrated enough. Every 4th of July, 9/11, we wear red, white, and blue to celebrate for our son, my brothers, my father, my grandfather, all of them, and for all those who have served. And we thank them all for past, present, and future service members. We really appreciate that. Our family is very strong in that.
Christy, great point. Please call again. I agree with you. I think Memorial Day and Labor Day become long weekends and we forget what they're about. Veterans Day, same thing. I think every Veterans Day, schools ought to shut down whatever is normal and have kids interact with veterans. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Well said. Hey, I want to check in with our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. They're out at Big Iron today. Troy Larson is on the phone, is the equipment sales manager out there. Are you moving some iron in the form of Apache sprayers at Big Iron, Troy?
Yeah, there's been a lot of interest in the Apache sprayers out here. We've had a lot of people stop by the booth.
And you have some great deals going right now for the show, too, don't you?
Yes, we do. Right now we're offering some pretty low interest on leasing of the equipment on our new 2015 Apache sprayers. We're offering a 5-year warranty with the first 2 years of the warranty being bumper to bumper.
That's my favorite thing about Apache sprayers is that warranty, because it's very obvious what a reliable, rugged piece of machinery you've got in an Apache sprayer just in how you back it up with an industry-leading warranty. It's pretty amazing.
Yes.
And how could folks find you out there? I said the food court. You know, I just come right out of the Shorelander Pavilion, walk right through the food court, and boom, they're going to run right into you, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Just come right on through the food court, and we are right behind it.
All right, and if you can't make it there, if you can't make it there today, obviously highplainsapache.com, or you can also stop and see them anytime in their location in Mandan or south of Fargo Frontier there. But Big Iron's a good time to wheel and deal. Good to catch up with you, Troy, and enjoy the final day of Big Iron. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Our friends from High Plains Apache, Don and Wilton, wants to squash some conspiracy theories in Ireland and Devil's Lake on 9/11 coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.